all couples argue at some point in their relationship, and many experts believe that's actually a good thing, but how you argue and what you argue about could make the difference between building a healthy relationship and one that's headed for divorce.
Don't embarrass you.
Don't make a scene.
Don't make a scene.
Don't make a scene.
Don't embarrass you. You got a nerve. I'll tell you what's embarrassing. Being hassled by Mr. Zaborski in the elevator because I'm behind in the rent. That's embarrassing. Worrying about how I'm going to get my kid from college. That's embarrassing.
You know something? You never listen. For 20 years, you never, ever listen.
Dr. Janet Taylor is a psychiatrist at Harlem Hospital in New York, and David Zinzeko is the editor-in-chief of Men's Health Magazine. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
So we all argue a little bit differently. I think men and women do. Right, David?
Yeah, they do. And I think women are just a little bit better at it. I mean, from...
no arguments here. Yeah.
Since grade school, they've been, you know, engaging in conflict resolution and expressing themselves much better than guys. I mean, when was the last time you saw a woman in a bar fight? I mean, guys are used to, you know, there's still a bit of a learning curve there, and those intense emotions sometimes tend to freak them out.
Are we just better negotiators? Is that what it is?
Well, I think our brains are wired differently, mm-hmm. and as Dave said, I mean, men, when they face emotion, sometimes they'll back off or respond really aggressively, whereas women will kind of take it in but want to maintain the relationship, mm-hmm. so we take a little time, and that allows us to find our words.
So, Dr. Taylor, how do you argue so that it doesn't set things off in the wrong direction? How can you keep it healthy?
Well, I think understanding that arguing is a form of communication, but there are rules that you can use, and you need to fight fair, which is, like as the piece showed, instead of leading with "you never," you always say, "listen, I feel this when you do that." Mm-hmm. And then we should argue to understand and be understood, as opposed to bullying someone into making them agree with us.
And I would also add, like, just avoid zingers. It's like sometimes the biggest relationship, you know, predictor of relationship demise, that increased use of sarcasm in a relationship.
You can't take those words back, too. Yeah. I mean, those things,
they linger.